This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
Restrictions on access to cataract surgery in England are forcing thousands of people to live with serious and unnecessary sight loss. This is according to new research carried out by the RNIB, the Royal National Institute of Blind People. It shows regional variation in the rates of cataract operations across the country, resulting in a postcode lottery. The report reveals that rates of cataract operations in North Lancashire, for example, were four times the number of those in South Reading. It also found that there were significant differences in waiting times and rates of second eye operations. Barbara McLaughlin is the charity's policy and campaigns manager. She says the reason for the cuts are clear but misguided.
The primary care trusts that decide on who gets what treatment are under a lot of pressure to cut costs, and for some reason they've decided that cataracts are a good target. It's concerning to us and very surprising. It's very clear that cataracts are very cheap. It's a one-off operation. Once you've had your cataract done, you don't need another operation. And it's really been shown to be very effective, very safe. So from our point of view, there aren't really good arguments to cut cataract surgery.
So why is this happening? According to the analysis from RNIB's report, restrictive referral criteria and squeezed capacity in hospital eye departments are certainly contributing to the problem. It's also evident that 50% of commissioners are using arbitrary criteria to restrict access to surgery, which is, of course, another cause for concern. However, in some cases, this rationing is taking place on the basis of cost alone. Barbara McLaughlin says the approach leads to a false economy.
The reason why PCTs think that it's an easy target is that they don't realise how important sight is.